Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. This hockey season, you can view over 70 vehicles in their warm showroom. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills, minutes from the airport.
Welcome back to Finn McCool's Players Headquarters for the CFLPA during Grey Cup week here in Calgary. It's time for our daily Calgary Flames Roundtable with Derek Wills joining us from St. Louis, Missouri. Ryan Pinder, Pat Steinberg here back in Calgary. Mr. Wills, no morning skate today for the Calgary Flames. That's not unusual, say, on the second half of a back-to-back, but tonight is not the second half of a back-to-back. It kicks off a four-game road trip. Why no morning skate today for the Calgary Flames?
Well, you got to try something else new. I mean, they've tried new forward lines. They've tried new defense pairings. They've tried a bunch of new things, and really none of them have worked, at least not to the satisfaction of the coaching staff. So they try something else new today, and Bill Peters told us when they decided to cancel the morning skate that the guys had plenty of energy and had a sharp practice yesterday. So what they're going to do is save whatever energy they would have burned in today's morning skate for tonight's hockey game. And you know what? It's something that a lot of teams have started to do to get away from morning skates or even just go optional and let guys decide whether or not they want to go out there and wheel around in the morning or if they prefer just to save it for the evening. So the Blues are a team, for example, that hardly ever has a morning skate. So we'll see how it works for the Flames tonight.
Yeah, and you know what? If you really want to play Storm Clouds on the Horizon, the techniques and things being switched are starting to get a little more desperate, it seems. They've called up the toughest guy from the AHL team. They've shuffled all the lines and all the pairings in the last three, four games. They have changed their morning ritual now. It's clear they're going to do anything and everything they can to try to get this group back to something that resembled last season's Western Conference regular season champs. And we'll see if it works, but I don't know. The stuff on the ice once the puck is dropped has been the biggest issue. We'll see if a morning skate has anything to do with that or not.
Yeah, and I mean, do I think that this is going to be the... If the Flames win tonight over St. Louis, is this the biggest reason? No, I don't think so. But I get it. I mean, things are not going right now. It's been a rough 24 games overall. They're back below the 500 mark. They've lost five in a row. We know the situation the Flames are in right now. So knowing that, I can understand them trying something new, and if that can help, Derek, even say like 0.7%, if that can give them 0.7% of a kick in the pants, they'll take it right now because they're looking for anything to give them just a little bit of a different and by different more positive feel right now.
Yeah, baby steps. If that's 0.7%, then at least you're taking a step in the right direction. And you know, maybe it's just to change up the routine more than anything else. You know, guys get into a certain routine and develop habits. And, you know, clearly their routine and their habits have not worked this season. So try something else. And I give the coaches credit because I know that they're working harder now than they did at any point in time last season because they have to. Things just aren't going well for the Flames. They're trying to find ways to put players in positions to succeed, to change things up team-wise that will allow players individually and the team collectively to have more success. So, like you said, if this helps even just a little bit, then it was a good move by the coaches. We'll see.
Flames did not morning skate today. We do know that the recently recalled Tobias Reeder and Alexander Yellison will not play tonight. And Derek, as you told us earlier today as well, it'll be David Rittich getting the start in net this evening for the Flames against the St. Louis Blues. Derek Wills from St. Louis, Pinder and Steinberg back here in Calgary on our daily Calgary Flames round table. Flames have not scored first in seven consecutive games. They haven't held a lead in five consecutive games. It's not necessarily an easy thing to do. It's not like you can just go out and say, well, you know what, we're going to game plan for this, we're going to do this, that, and then we're going to score first. You can't necessarily go out and make that happen, but if the Flames were to find a way to score first, Derek, how big could that be for their mental state and for their confidence right now?
Huge. Absolutely huge. You need something good to happen. And the earlier it happens for the Flames, I think the better off they're going to be in this game against the Blues. I think Derek Ryan said it perfectly the other night. And to paraphrase him, he basically said that, you know, we're going into games with a good attitude. You know, we're talking to the bench, we're feeling good about ourselves. We're doing a lot of good things. And then we give up a goal or two and everything changes. The body language changes. Guys are mad at themselves. Guys are mad at their teammates. So I think scoring first in this game against the Blues would be a big step in the right direction for the Flames. I mean, they just haven't done it often enough this season. They've been chasing in games, and now they're chasing the season because they're out of the playoff picture right now. They've given up the first goal in 16 of 24 games. That is second most in the NHL, only the Maple Leafs, who just fired their head coach, have given up the first goal in more games. And they've played with the lead for only 334 minutes and 51 seconds this season, or in other words, 22.8% of the time. That's fourth lowest in the NHL. And when you look at the teams who are below them, well, two of them are expected to be below them, the Red Wings and the Blue Jackets. The Maple Leafs are the other team, and again, they just fired their head coach. So things aren't going according to plan for that other Canadian team either. So it's, I think, crucial for the Flames to do something good early in this game. And if that's a goal, better yet.
Flames in this five-game skid at 0-4-1 are shooting 3.16%, Pat. Like, that's incredibly low. They're due some puck luck, and they can't control that. But if Derek Ryan's right and they are showing up and starting on time with the right attitude, it's only a matter of time before they start to get some puck luck early in a game. If you're a Flames fan, it'd be nice for that to show up tonight. If you're a Flames player or a Flames coach, you're loving that. And even the Flames GM, who wasn't around for that last one because he was at GM meetings in Toronto, there's a lot of people thinking, okay, hockey gods, looking to the skies, like, when are we going to get our bounces? Because it's not like they haven't created. They just haven't been able to finish.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those things where there's a lot of things that are swirling right now with the Flames. Like, you know, they're making some key mistakes at key times. They have not played consistently well for most of their first 24 games of the season. And for a good chunk of the first quarter of the year, they haven't been getting a lot of puck luck. So when you combine all those things together, it can turn into a frustrating time. And you know, you talk about that quote from Derek Ryan, Lou, and rather Will, and Lou talked about it earlier today. And Derek, when you talk about that and that Ryan clip and how things change when that first goal is scored, when you're a team that's, I think, pretty fragile frustration-wise right now, That's something that you really need to try to avoid happening, because I wonder, like, if the Blues get out to a 1 or a 2-0 lead tonight, does that creep back in again? And that's hard to not let creep in right now.
Oh, for sure it creeps in. There's no doubt about it. That's why I think it's really important for the Flames to score first in this game, just so they can feel a little bit better about themselves and take a little bit of pressure off themselves. And you know what? If it's one of the big guys that gets the goal, I think that would be great as well. I mean, Mark Giordano was pointless in 4 and goalless in 6. Michael Backlund, who's now their first-line center, I don't know if he will be tonight, but he was in the last game, pointless in 4, goalless in 5. Johnny Gaudreau, pointless in 3, goalless in 5. Matthew Tkachuk, pointless in 3, goalless in 4. They need more from their top guys.
Yeah.
And to Ryan's point, their shooting percentage is way below where it should be and where it needs to be. And they haven't had a lot of puck luck. Now, whether they've really deserved to have a lot, that's, I guess, a question for another day. But even if you look at a little bit larger sample size, the entire season, they've got the fourth lowest shooting percentage in the NHL at 8.0%. And generally, you don't have a good shooting percentage if you don't have a lot of good players. And the three teams below them don't have a ton of good players, the Kings, the Blue Jackets, and the Red Wings. But when you look at the Flames roster, they've got a lot of really good players who just aren't playing to their potential and certainly aren't producing like we're used to seeing them produce. So tonight would be a great night for the Flames as a group to score first and to find a way to play with the lead and win this hockey game. But I just don't see it happening unless the big guys start playing a bigger role.
Derek Wills is with us, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames. He's Ryan Pinder. My name is Pat Steinberg. It's our daily Calgary Flames roundtable. And let's pick up on that to finish off on our final topic on the roundtable, guys. Derek, you're there in St. Louis. You know, you were around the team today, a little more difficult to tell, I think, when there's no morning skate. But just we know how things have gone this season. We know they've lost 5 in a row. What's the mood of the team? What's the feel of this group right now?
You might be surprised to hear this, guys, but the guys were pretty upbeat this morning. They were laughing. They were smiling. And I really didn't know how to feel about that. As a matter of fact, I walked back from the arena after they didn't have a morning skate, but did some media availability. And I was talking to the other broadcasters on the way back, and we were all kind of throwing that around and saying, is this a good thing or a bad thing? That they seem to be in a good mood as opposed to a bad mood. And you know, the conclusion we kind of came to was, you know, it's a good thing. What does being in a bad mood do for you? Probably makes you in a worse mood, makes the people around you feel lousy. So, you know, I know it's probably a fight for them right now to be in a good mood, or at least pretend that they're upbeat, but good for them for trying this morning. So we'll see. I mean, if they give up the first goal, I think the good mood they're in this morning is going to quickly turn bad, but we'll see. But right now, surprisingly, guys seem to be pretty upbeat.
This is not an easy road trip, Pat. I mean, to just get something good to happen to you, it would mean a lot to this group, and I can't imagine what it's like as a player, but to think back at how long ago it must feel like last regular season was, when this group felt invincible by many measures and really didn't have a strong challenger from someone else to win the West. They're due some luck, and I think it would do this group a ton of good to get some of the Purple Gato karma going again.
Yeah, this is not an easy road trip, but I know this. Derek, we've talked a lot about prior times this season about could this be the turning point, or could this be a situation where things maybe get on track. And I think that if you're the Flames inside that locker room, you can't be looking for turning points. You just need to play better. But I do wonder what a signature win would do for the Flames tonight. I do wonder if they go out, they feel good about their game, they play well from start to finish tonight, and they get the right result on top of that, and maybe a puck or two bounces their way, whatever the case may be. They can have a really solid game against the defending Stanley Cup champions. I think that could make a world of difference in how they're approaching things. And while it might not be that turning point, it might just be enough to get them thinking about things and approaching things a little differently, and make that more conducive to playing the type of high-level hockey we think they're still capable of playing.
Yeah, I mean, they have to stop the bleeding sooner rather than later here. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, as Jeff Ward said to us the other night, when they get to the point where they hate to lose so much that they'll do whatever it takes to win, that's when things are going to turn for this team. This is a talented team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they didn't win the Western Conference by fluke last season. 50 wins on 107 points. That doesn't happen by accident. This is a good team, and pretty much the same team, at least on paper, that we saw last season. So it's going to turn at some point, but it better be soon, because there are more teams in the Pacific Division contending for a playoff spot than at least I thought there would be, which means it's going to be tougher just to get in. I think if they get in, they can potentially do some damage, but they've got to get in. And if you fall too far behind, then it's going to be difficult to get to the Stanley Cup playoffs this season. So fix this thing sooner rather than later. And I'm with you, Pat. If they can find a way to win this game against the Blues tonight, I'm not saying it's going to turn their whole season around, but it would be a good start, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just get in, baby. We saw all four wildcard teams win the opening round. There really isn't a ton of logic of the NHL playoff tournament, but they got to get in to be part of it, Pat.
We'll see if they can beat the Blues tonight. It is a 6 o'clock faceoff from St. Louis. Derek's got puck drop just after 6. Our Flames warm-up goes at 5 o'clock tonight. All right, Mr. Wills, have a good call tonight. We will talk to you at 6.
Okay, guys, and you behave at Finn Bacool's there, okay?
Can you tell?
Don't
it's
be getting
loud
into
here?
One. Yeah, it's loud. All right. Have a good time. Just behave.
Be well.
Thanks, Dad.
Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. This hockey season, you can view over 70 vehicles in their warm showroom. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills, minutes from the airport.